Backquote, 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 markdown. Hash, hash, introduction. Welcome to stage 4 of the Comprehensive User Journey for Advanced Data Scientists course. In this stage, we will be diving into advanced topics and current trends in machine learning. As you aim for career advancement in this rapidly evolving field, mastering these advanced concepts will empower you to make data-driven decisions that can significantly impact your organization. Today, we'll focus on critical areas such as model evaluation techniques, hyperparameter tuning, the importance of explainable AI, ethical considerations, and the future of machine learning in both B2B and B2C applications. So, let's get started. Dash dash. Hash hash main content. Hash 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 model evaluation techniques. Cross-validation. AUC rock. First, we'll explore model evaluation techniques. One of the most effective methods is cross-validation. By dividing your dataset into subsets, cross-validation allows you to train your model on one subset while validating it on another, ensuring that your model generalizes well to unseen data. This technique not only helps in assessing the performance but also in preventing overfitting, which is crucial for any data scientist. Now, let's discuss AUC rock, which stands for Area Under the Receiver Operating Characteristic Curve. This metric is particularly useful for binary classification problems. The ROC curve plots the true positive rate against the false positive rate at various threshold settings. AUC, which measures the area under this curve, provides a single value that represents the model's ability to distinguish between the positive and negative classes. An AUC of 0.5 indicates a model with no discrimination ability, while an AUC of 1.0 signifies perfect separation. Hash 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 additional example. Imagine you are building a model to predict whether an email is spam or not. Using cross-validation ensures your model performs well across different subsets of data, helping it generalize better. Meanwhile, if your AUC-ROC score is 0.92, it indicates the model is highly effective in distinguishing between spam and non-spam emails. Visualizing the ROC curve can also help in deciding the optimal threshold for classification. Dash dash. Hash 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 hyperparameter tuning. Grid search. Random search. Next, we'll delve into hyperparameter tuning, an essential step in optimizing your machine learning models. Hyperparameters are configurations that are set before the learning process begins, significantly affecting the performance of your model. Two popular methods for hyperparameter tuning are grid search and random search. Grid search exhaustively searches through a specified subset of hyperparameters, evaluating all possible combinations. While thorough, it can be computationally expensive. On the other hand, random search samples random combinations of hyperparameters, which can often lead to good performance with a fraction of the computational cost. Let's say you are working on a support vector machine model. You can define a grid of possible values for parameters like the regularization parameter C and the kernel type. Using grid search, you can automate the evaluation process, allowing you to focus on other aspects of your work while ensuring you find the most suitable parameters for your model. Hash 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 additional example. Consider you're training a decision tree for sales forecasting. Grid search might explore combinations of backquote max underscore depth backquote and backquote min underscore samples underscore split backquote, while random search would sample these values more sparsely. For instance, grid search might test all combinations of backquote max underscore depth backquote 3, 5, 7, and backquote min underscore samples underscore split backquote 2, 4, 6, leading to 9 evaluations. Random search might instead evaluate 3 random combinations, such as --max_depth=7 and --min_samples_split=4. While random search is faster, grid search ensures comprehensive coverage. Explainable AI and its importance. As machine learning becomes more integrated into decision-making processes, the need for explainable AI, XAI, gains prominence. Explainable AI refers to methods and techniques that make the results of a machine learning model understandable to humans. This is crucial, especially in sectors like finance and healthcare, where understanding decisions can be as important as the decisions themselves. Consider a scenario where a model predicts loan approvals. If applicants are denied, it is vital for the bank to explain why. XAI can help in creating transparent models that provide insights into the decision-making process, enhancing trust and accountability. Techniques like LIME, Local Interpretable Model Agnostic Explanations, and SHAP, Shapley Additive Explanations, are excellent tools to achieve this transparency. Additional example. In healthcare, an AI model predicting disease risk might flag a patient for high risk. Using SHAP values, doctors can pinpoint which factors, like age, glucose levels, or blood pressure, contributed most to the prediction. This explanation helps doctors make informed decisions and communicate effectively with their patients. Ethical considerations in machine learning. Moving on, we must discuss the ethical considerations in machine learning. As advanced data scientists, it is our responsibility to ensure that our models do not perpetuate bias or make unethical decisions. Machine learning can inadvertently amplify biases present in training data. Therefore, it's essential to evaluate your data sources and ensure diverse and representative datasets. Moreover, consider the implications of your model's decisions. For instance, if a predictive model is used in hiring processes, it must be assessed for fairness and transparency. Implementing regular audits and involving stakeholders in the evaluation process can significantly mitigate risks associated with unethical practices. Additional example. Imagine an algorithm used for parole decisions. If the training data reflects historical bias against certain groups, the model might unfairly predict higher recidivism rates for those groups. To counter this, techniques such as adversarial debiasing or re-weighting the training data can help mitigate bias and ensure fairer predictions. The role and future of machine learning in B2B and B2C applications. Lastly, let's explore the future role of machine learning in both B2B and B2C applications. As businesses increasingly rely on data-driven insights, machine learning will play a pivotal role in streamlining operations, enhancing customer experiences, and driving innovation. In B2C, companies are leveraging machine learning for personalized marketing, recommendation systems, and customer support chatbots. Conversely, in B2B, machine learning aids in predictive maintenance, supply chain optimization, and fraud detection. The future of machine learning is bright, with advancements in areas like reinforcement learning and deep learning reshaping industries. Staying current with these trends will not only enhance your skill set but also position you as a leader in your field. Additional example. In B2C, think of Netflix's recommendation system that uses machine learning to suggest shows based on your viewing history. For B2B, consider an AI-driven supply chain system that predicts demand spikes and adjusts inventory levels accordingly, saving costs and improving efficiency. Conclusion. In this stage, We've navigated through advanced topics essential for every data scientist striving for excellence. From mastering model evaluation techniques to understanding the ethical implications and future trends. Each concept is critical as you progress in your career. Embracing these advanced techniques will not only enhance your models but also ensure responsible and innovative practices in your work. Reflection questions. 1. How can you implement cross-validation techniques in your current projects to improve model performance? 2. What strategies will you adopt to ensure your machine learning models are explainable and ethical? 3. In what ways can you stay updated on emerging trends in machine learning to maintain a competitive edge in your career? Thank you for joining this stage of the course. Continue to leverage these insights as you advance in your user journey as an advanced data scientist.